Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. On Thursday, May 15, 2025, Eurovision held its second semi-final. Eurovision is a huge international TV music contest. In this contest, each country sends one original song. Millions of people watch across Europe and beyond. It is one of the world's most famous live entertainment events. This year, the contest took place in Basel, Switzerland. Basel is a Swiss city near France and Germany. Because of that location, many visitors can travel there easily. The city felt busy, colorful, and full of energy. Fans came with flags, costumes, and high hopes. A semi-final is a round before the final. It helps choose who can continue. In the second semi-final, 15 countries competed on stage. But only 10 countries could qualify for the final. To qualify means to earn a place in the next round. So 5 countries had to leave the contest. That simple number made the night very tense. Each act had only one chance. One strong performance could lift a country forward. One weak moment could end months of work. That is why semi-final night feels exciting and stressful at the same time. Eurovision is not only about singing, it is also about planning, teamwork, and national pride. Many teams spend weeks on clothes, lights, camera ideas, and dance moves. Some songs are emotional, some are funny. Some are wild and surprising. That mix is one reason people love Eurovision so much. The show in Basel gave viewers all of that. There were fast songs and slow songs. There were bold colors and dramatic stages. There were quiet moments too. Fans watched closely at home and inside the arena. An arena is a large indoor place for concerts and events. For new listeners, here is one helpful note. Eurovision is a song contest, but it also feels like a big shared party. People often support their own country, but they also enjoy discovering music from other places. That makes the event feel friendly and international. After the performances, the most nervous part arrived. It was time for the results. In Eurovision, qualification from a semi-final is decided by votes. Viewers take part by voting for their favorite songs. That public vote can create big surprises. It can reward a song that connects quickly with people. Then came the final list. 10 countries advanced to Saturday's final on May 17. Advancing means moving to the next stage. For those 10 acts, it was a moment of relief and joy. They could sing again on the biggest night. They would now reach an even larger audience. For the 5 countries that did not qualify, the night ended there. That was painful. Each artist had prepared for a long time. Many had traveled far from home. Many had strong support from fans. But Eurovision can be tough. Not every good song can continue. That sad side is also part of the story. A contest always has winners and losers. Still, the artists who leave early often gain something important. They gain new listeners, new media attention, and new career chances. So even a short Eurovision trip can still matter. The second semi-final completed the final lineup. The 10 qualifiers from Thursday joined the 10 qualifiers from the first semi-final. Together, they formed the main group for the final show. That meant the contest now moved into its biggest moment. Fans could finally see the full race for the trophy. Why does this matter? Because Eurovision is more than one TV night. It can shape music careers. It can bring countries into one shared event. It can also start conversations across borders. People discuss songs, fashion, staging, and surprises the next day. In that way, the contest becomes part of daily life. Here are some useful words from today's story. Qualify. Definition. To earn the right to move into the next round. Example, our school team qualified for the city chess final. Word, audience. Definition, the group of people watching or listening to a show. Example, the speaker smiled when the audience started to clap. Tense. Definition, nervous and full of worry or pressure. Example, the room felt tense before the exam results arrived. Word, stage. Definition, the raised area where performers stand. Example, the teacher called Mia to the stage for her prize. Relief? Definition, the good feeling when worry ends. Example, I felt relief when I found my lost passport. So, Thursday night in Basel was full of music and emotion. Some dreams grew bigger. Some stopped suddenly. Now the finalists can prepare for one more performance, and fans can keep guessing who will take the Eurovision crown. What happened on Thursday, May 15, 2025? Answer, Eurovision held its second semi-final. Where did this year's Eurovision take place? Answer, it took place in Basel, Switzerland. How many countries competed in the second semi-final?
How many countries qualified for the final?
Answer, 10 countries qualified for the final. Why was the semi-final important?
Answer, it decided which countries could continue to the final and still compete for the trophy.
Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.